Thank you, thank you, thank you. Welcome, everybody. One True Pairing Takeover on FUBAR Radio. It's my absolute pleasure to be here with you all. Hope you're listening, hope you're sitting somewhere very comfortably. Let's have some Peggy.
Ain't no detail, ain't no common fight. Ain't no real money in rap, nigga. Niggas be talking shit. I tell them pull up, bitch. Cease to exist.
Don't get exposed, nigga. Keep cold, nigga. Only in it for the cash and my gold. Shit post, nigga.
Undying Tombstones Twitter.
Ain't no details,
no.
Ain't no conversations,
no.
Ain't no real money in rap. It's all retail facts. It's all outrage. Y'all put this pussy in a prime position.
For real.
Young Peggy, I'm a false prophet. Bringing white folks this new religion. My fans need new addictions. Niggas be talking shit. I tell them pull up, bitch. Cease to exist. Don't get exposed, nigga. Keep cold, nigga. Only in it for the cash, my gold, nigga. Shit post, nigga.
I will do it like this.
Say what you said on Twitter right now.
Right now.
You only brave with a board and a mouse.
You wouldn't talk when I put you in the ground.
Sucker.
Don't leave the house.
Don't get capped by a nigga in a motherfucking gown.
Fuck!
These niggas fragile. Rapping so good to me, I hope it get me canceled. I hope that I'll be dazzled. Ooh, bitch, I must be scared.
Yeah.
I packed a fix in case you bitches want a scandal. I can't. Glock with the dick. Y'all be typing it. Y'all ain't gonna do shit.
Pussy ass life.
Ace. Really good to be here. One True Pairing Takeover. I've got my good friend and stage mate Josh Taylor Moon in the place.
Oh yeah.
He's doing okay, you well?
I'm alright, I've got a pint of water.
He's got a pint of water, yeah. I've got a black coffee. It's instant coffee, but you know, this is internet radio. So, I'm about to give Josh PTSD by playing one of my songs. You wanna hear one of my songs?
I'd love to once more. Yeah, please. Is this the last time though?
Hell no. It's One True Pairing, One True Pairing.
Never seen him ashore like. Though it was something I'd never find. But two lives entwined. A star-crossed, I would live. Forsake this love we found. Bound forever. And I'm not some kind of white knight. I was burning all my hope and all my life. Two lives entwined, a star crossed, I would never forsake this love we found. Bound forever, you and I on the same thing. Looking Yeah.
things I saw. We wear these scars like silver for all the teeth and all the claws. But two lives entwined, a star crossed. I would never forsake this love we found. But bound forever, you and I want the same thing. Looking in the wrong places, heaven of our own making. Won't you pay?
Still running in my pursuit.
Hi guys, it's One True Pairing Takeover on FUBAR Radio. This is Tom, also known as Thomas Fleming, also known as One True Pairing. I got my good friend and bandmate Josh Taylor Moon here. Do we call it that?
I think we can call it.
I think we can call it that. He's just been on a very exhaustive tour with me. He's the real talent in it, playing everything, synthesizer.
I'm triggering everything, not necessarily playing.
We are triggering everything, eh? Eh?
Hey,
am I right?
Hey.
I'm all right?
That's good.
We got some guests coming on.
He's
we got pretty soon we're going to have the wonderful Richard Dawson on the phone. We can have Ellie Moore from Help Musicians. We can have the wonderful folk singer Sam Lee. We can have the amazing novelist Cash Carraway. We can have Matt from Algiers, the wonderful rock band. It's going to be a hell of a show. Please do stay with us. I'm going to play you a song by good friends of mine. This is a track by Donor Lens. It's called Dimensions, The Size of My Love. Hi, everybody. I think I have my first guest on the phone. Please welcome the wonderful Richard Dawson. Are you here, Richard?
Hello.
Amazing. Thank you for coming on.
You did it.
No props.
Yeah, we did it. I made it work. I made it happen. Pleasure to have you on the show. I'm a huge fan of yours, as I hope many of the listeners are. They bloody well should be. Just have a congratulations on the record.
Cheers. Thank you very much. I should just say I've got a black cat on my shoulder called Trouble, and she's sort of purring into the phone, and she's doing her best to rub her scent glands on it.
That's perfect. I kind of wish I had you in the studio with your cat, to be honest. So that would have been live and things.
Oh yeah. She's pretty full on. She doesn't like to travel though. So
I think if a cat says something, you've just got to do. Do you know what I mean? I think cats tend to be the boss.
You do. You've got to listen. Did you ever see that book, The Codex Serafinianus?
I actually did not. Please tell us about it.
It's an incredible book of drawings and this kind of script, which is in some unknown language or code, but the guy who made the book...
Carry on, please.
He had a white cat on his shoulder throughout the process of making it, and he writes in the notes that he believes the book was written by the white cat.
Amazing. I mean, are you sure this wasn't on Peasant?
Well, I was just thinking maybe I can't guarantee you what I'll say to you in the next few minutes will be my own words. It might be Troubles.
that's perfect for us, to be honest. So I saw your show at the Moth Club in Hackney recently, and I think I got to speak to you very briefly afterwards after several pints of warm ale, and I believe you, and your voice had been quite lost by that point, but. I found the whole thing very, very moving. I found the new record very moving, and I was not alone. I was stood next to a group of men who clearly didn't know your music very well and were losing it every time you sort of sang a new line, especially from the new. The new record is obviously. I don't want to put too many words in your mouth, but obviously, Peasant was about a sort of like a time past, and 2020 is more about times. As of yesterday or tomorrow, is that correct?
Yeah, you know, not just those things, but certainly like the kind of surface of the records has these sense. That's the show. The Moth Club was kind of interesting for us because it was the first show with Andrew, the new drummer.
That was his first show.
That was yeah.
Blimey, okay.
My former drummer Matt is the singer in Pigs.
Okay, I did not know that.
They're going so well, and it was just too many things going on, so we had to have a sort of change of personnel. So it was Andrew's first show and my first show with these new songs. And,
no pressure.
It was a really like a white knuckle ride, and we couldn't really believe it was happening when it did, and of course. When we came out, it was so hot in there.
It was really sweaty. Yeah, I turned up in full winter coat and trying to look cool in my cap, and it was a real mistake. It was a real sweat fest.
Yeah, I was like dripping onto my guitar before we'd even like
played. I don't want to be too much of a nerd, but I kind of want to talk about you because I'm a guitar player too, and I kind of wanted to talk about your guitar playing. Firstly, it's really good and it's really unusual, and it's I can detect a kind of folk thing, but. Correct me if I'm wrong, there's also a kind of metal thing going on, like a kind of like some of the harmonies on the record. There's a lot of kind of Sabbath, Maiden, System of a Downy sort of stuff. And stop me if I'm wrong.
It's all in there. Everything you hear goes in and gets regurgitated, and then you've got to shat it out somehow.
Yeah, it just falls out of you, right?
I think with the more metal side of things, I really love this band Circle from Finland, and the metal is a big element of what they do, and it's helped me to sort of re-embrace that side, just to be like unashamed. You know, there's nothing to be ashamed of in music, and it kind of suited these songs to have more of those elements, almost like a dad rock. I was thinking about journeys with my dad and his suitcase of cassette.
Oh, wonderful.
Taped off the radio. So I wanted to make like a pretty much a dad rock album.
Funnily enough, that's what I wanted to do. I opened the show with Animal by Def Leppard, and I kind of want to continue in that vein today.
Very good.
Yeah, I'm glad you think so. People look at me like a mental when I say that. but yeah, I mean, the record's amazing. Maybe we should play some, if that's all right with you.
Sure.
Amazing. This is Civil Servant by Richard Dawson.
Awful call with a grieving mother in where cackling like a hyena at the nasty jokes of my colleagues, none of whom I can stand. In my bed I can hear the strangled voices of the people I feel. I don't want to go into work this morning.
Fabulous Richard Dawson with the fabulous Civil Servant from his new album 2020. I believe Richard Dawson is still on the phone to us.
Yeah, it's the right racket.
Here he is. It's needless to say, Richard, I absolutely love the record. I think it's an amazing piece of work.
Sounded a bit like Rage Against the Machine.
Well, we were kind of doing a kind of System of a Down-ish sort of sing along in here. It feels appropriate. I want to ask you, what was the process of making the record? Like, how live is it? Where do you record it, etc.?
Maybe the first sort of, the music kind of comes through in fits and starts of its own accord, and so I tend to get all the music. The last couple of records I've worked this way get the kind of all the music kind of written, mm-hmm. and then I'll take, once I've got the album or what I think is most of the album, I'll write the words sort of in one period.
I see.
So then I can approach it as writing lyrics for an album as opposed to writing lyrics kind of for individual songs.
Yeah, just cause. It does feel very, certainly lyrically, obviously, very cohesive. It feels like there is a kind of like overarching kind of like, obviously there's a context to it all, but there's like an emotional content as well, which kind of, which I found crept up on me by stealth. You know what I mean? Because there's all this kind of like imagery of the modern world, and it kind of like, you kind of sort of, slip a blade in at the last minute, and it's wonderful.
Oh, thank you. You just follow where it leads, but certainly I'm more interested in writing like whole pieces rather than individual songs, or sure. At least that was what was appropriate for this material. It might be that, I really like the idea of writing it, and maybe just throwing together an album of songs is very appealing because it's a bit more of an easier task, I guess.
Yeah, well, especially if you've done this for a little while.
Yeah, I think the last few have been pretty intense. It's a good process too, and having that kind of framework helps. And also certain things that you couldn't get away with if it was just song by song.
Of course, yeah.
You know, these songs kind of help each other out, I think. Certain little links, certain mirrored melodies here and there, certain shared words. Just, moments in one song can help make sense of moments in another, because there's some pretty, quite awkward moments. I wanted it to be quite an awkward experience to hear.
Sure.
And quite uncomfortable, like it's not comfortable in its own skin.
I totally hear you, and I think there is, I mean, I don't know what listeners think. I think it's an incredible record, and I think it's worth anybody's time, and I think there's very few records released or anything like it this year. I think it's really wonderful. So thank you for coming on the show, Richard. A real pleasure to have you.
Well, thank you very much. But let me before we go, just there's a record just out, an album by Hannah Diamond.
Hannah Diamond.
I'd like to urge. Yeah, she's like the PC music star.
Wicked. Okay.
And the most amazing pop musicer. This is the record of 2019.
Hannah Diamond. We'll try and find some. We'll try and find some for the show. Thank you.
Oh, you'll love it. Yeah, nice one.
Wicked. Thank you very much, Richard. You have a good evening.
Yeah, nice talking to you.
My pleasure. Take care.
Cheers, bye.
And cue to self-esteem. Hi everyone, and we're back. The One True Pairing Takeover on FUBAR Radio. That was the very wonderful Self-Esteem, which I'm a huge fan of, and I think my dear friend Josh in the studio is as well.
Indeed.
So Ellie Moore from Help Musicians UK has very graciously agreed to come into the studio. Hello, Ellie.
Hello, Tom. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Obviously, coming onto live radio can be quite hectic. So, thank you for gamely dealing with it all.
Not a problem.
Ellie is from Help Musicians, which is something I believe in quite strongly. They're helping to kind of help promote and look after mental health in the music industry, in and around the music mm-hmm. industry. I can talk about it, but maybe you should be the one to do so.
So Help Musicians is a independent music charity. We've been going for about 100 years. So
wow. Is that
it's
right?
Our birthday in 2021. We'll be 100 years old.
Goodness
we were
me.
Set up around the time of kind of Elgar and all those guys. So, you know.
Forgive me, just to pause you there, I had absolutely no idea. I was under the impression this was like a social media-led recent thing. That's incredible.
I mean, the kind of the new, I guess, campaigning about mental health in the music industry, and our Music Minds Matter service is quite new, but the charity of itself is quite old. We kind of do two things, but they interlink quite well. So we have our health and welfare support, which ranges from really individual casework, so people that apply to us in times of crisis or with particular health needs. And we have a the Music Minds Matter support service, which is a 24-hour helpline for people working in music. We have a hearing health scheme, which is a kind of preventative intervention to help musicians with their hearing. So that offers kind of hearing protection and audiological assessment. So a range of stuff there. And we also have a what we call the Creative Programme, which is for career development funding, essentially. And that's anything from people that want to undertake a course that might, at any age, any genre. By the way, this is all our work is any age, any genre.
Sure,
just professional
sure.
musicians or emerging professionals.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and yeah, so supporting people to undertake courses that could be in Ableton, that could be in Baroque Boeing, you know, it's all of that. And to making albums, and we have lots of different funds, from Do It Differently Fund to Transmission Fund. But yeah, so we're kind of there to support musicians throughout their careers, in terms of career development and health and welfare, and we see those as quite an interlinked thing.
Oh, I'd agree with you. I think it's great that you have a holistic approach, because so often any kind of care is not linked up at all. It's sort of like very granular and can be quite difficult to get hold of. I mean, I was in a band for sort of 10 years. I'm doing a solo record now, but it was when I started, it was even amongst kind of like fey indie bands, it was a very macho culture, and it was very much a kind of like a certain amount of, say, substance abuse or quote-unquote romantic mental health around sort of depression or sadness or any of that stuff was just kind of expected, and there wasn't anything like the visibility that you have now. And I think that, like, having me backstage at festivals recently, there are always sort of like mental health support, there's always people to talk to around addiction, there's always sort of, it's in the conversation.
Yeah, I'm glad
you know.
That you've had that experience as well. I'm glad that it is visible.
Well, it is, and yeah. I think also the conversation around mental health has really improved, but also, I mean, also sort of additional factors, you know, chronic illness, the ideas of like failure and success, you know, all, and the ideas of like kind of like image, self-image problems and those kind of things. I think they're all kind of interlinked, and the music industry, forgive me, I'm going to say this live on radio, it does prey on weak people. It does feed vulnerable people into the mincer if you're not careful. And I think for help musicians to kind of be around, even like just to that musicians know it exists, is a really positive thing.
Yeah. And we've, because we've been going for so long, and because we do a lot, we work directly with musicians, so we see their applications, we talk to them, we do a lot of research-led kind of evidence-based programming. We kind of get those experiences, and they tell us that, and we try and kind of do new things to help them. And we often work in partnership, but we do work in partnership a lot more with other people in the music, parts of the music industry. So, for instance, with our Music Minds Matter service, the PRS, Performing Rights Society's benevolent funds involved in that. So, there's a lot more, like you said, there's a lot more conversation about it, and a lot more partners coming together to try and solve some of the
but manage the ongoing issues. And also me and Josh speak about this a lot, like the kind of, because we talk together a lot, and there's a lot of like it raises a lot of issues, you know, like the kind of success and failure and the kind of ups and downs and stuff, and the fact that you're always around booze and temptations. And
but yeah, it's just accepted, you know, on any rider you just go backstage and you might have said, I want a beer. It's like, all right, well, we gave you a beer each, and then we've just given you a bottle of wine, a bottle of whiskey as well. So, you know, fill your boots. Oh, you've got a sandwich to share. You know, it's that kind of thing. It's just like they presume that because you're a musician, you're going to want to get absolutely trashed, or you want that option.
And also, like, your name's on the poster only has not really sold enough tickets, so you're losing money, and yet you're still kind of like, oh, you've been up sort of like 18 hours and like all this stuff. And then you go home and kind of mull over it. And like, if you talk to people about it, very
isolating.
Quickly. And this is it. I think I've learned is you never really get a sense of what people think of you. So you're always kind of, like, a real sense. It's always a kind of skewed one.
You can't really. That's the problem. You can't ever know what people think of you.
No.
So it's a difficult thing to stew over and then be on your own and Yeah, which is why the music Minds Matters has been quite good, because that has been somewhere that people can kind of call. And we do quite a lot of research with different groups of people, and we do see people feeling isolated, and that can be, it could be on tour, but it can also be if you're working in the studio for a long time on a project, and you made an album, and you've worked on it for a really long time, and then that period stops, and you're waiting for someone to put it out, and then there's this kind of like periods of transition, which can be
kind of purgatory,
can be difficult, I think sometimes even just sharing that experience with people that understand and aren't gonna go, well, you're a musician, so you should be having fun, and
you do what you love for a living, so it's not even work, is it?
That's a very difficult conversation to have, because it should be fun, it should be joyous, you know, you should be about sharing music, but it's not always, you know. I think I chimed with me what you were just saying there. I mean, I can mark my calendar by which psychological pressure I'm going to have. Do you know what I mean? And frankly, if you're a reasonably coddled 18, 19-year-old with a delicate disposition, it's a huge challenge, and you're just thrown into it. You know what I mean?
And I guess with you guys sharing, doing stuff like this, and sharing those kind of like, who are like realistic stories, or people talking about their experiences a bit more, that I think that's been a really good development. We've been doing kind of fucking plugging our podcast.
No, plug away. You're here to plug. Please feel free to plug.
Yeah, we recently did some. We've been doing some kind of podcasts and things, and trying to get musicians themselves to talk about health experiences they've been going on with. It's called the Elevate Podcast, and you can find it.
That's the Elevate Podcast.
And I'll try and find the actual information, and then I'll tell you again at the end. Because I've got lots of bits of paper.
Yeah, you know, there's lots of stuff kicking around the studio, and I must stress, as you probably realise, I am not a professional radio presenter, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a new psychological pressure for you. Live on radio. Just test yourself.
Just throw myself in. But yeah, so Ellie Moore, thank you very, very much for coming in. I really believe in the work you're doing, and I think it's about time you guys have been doing it for 100 years, but it's about time I knew about it. All right, thank you very much. Absolute pleasure having you. Let's have some Joni.
His eyes hold Edith, his left hand holds his right. What does that hand desire? But he grips it so tight. Edith in the ring, the passed over girls are conferring. The man with the diamond. Claws for now.
It's just so good.
Tuesday Takeover with One True Pairing on FUBAR Radio.
You heard me. One True Pairing Takeover on FUBAR Radio. It's Tom Fleming here, who is also One True Pairing. We got Josh Taylor Moon in here as well.
Who is also...
He's also bandmate?
I think it's a bandmate thing.
Bandmate, top lad. Yeah, you know, general all-round talent.
Just lad, yeah.
Making stuff happen. The producer wants to talk about the tour, so I guess we should talk about our own tour.
Yeah, there's been many.
We just did a headline tour of the UK with a couple of festivals in Europe thrown in. Toured as support to local natives, did summer festivals. So it's all quite... reasonably early thing at the moment, you know what I mean? It's fairly low key, but obviously I put out my first debut record. It's not really my debut record. I made like 7 or 8 studio albums, but
you can still call it a debut.
First one is One True Pairing, you know what I mean? And I it's been going okay, hasn't it?
I think it's been going good.
Been kind of entertaining ourselves with the Mac Lads in the car, and like, if anyone doesn't know the Mac Lads, I'm not going to play it on the show, but you should go and check it out.
It's basically the most horrendous music going, pretty much. Yeah. But you need to know it's there. You need to know where the bottom is.
Yeah, you need. You need to know how far you can dive, really, don't you?
Yeah. That's it.
Before we go further, actually, I just remembered I should probably touch again on what Ellie Moore was saying about Help for Musicians. There's obviously the Help Musicians UK website, and there's Music Minds Matter. And they also have a podcast called Elevate Music, which is all about the kind of like the holistic approach to kind of health and mental health and, I guess, hope in music, like trying to give back, because it should be a joyous experience, right?
Yeah.
It's not always.
I think a lot of people presume that it is just that all the time. It's like, oh, you've got to enjoy it, though. You've got to enjoy it. And it's like, you do enjoy it. And I think you tend to enjoy it a lot of the time in retrospect. Like, you finish a show, the show went well, you meet people afterwards, and it's great. Until that point, it's a blur of being in a van or being in a car, trying to shove some food down your throat.
Yeah.
Sound checking and it is all good fun, and it's better than a lot of people's lot, you know.
True. But this is it. We're all very kind of like reticent to complain about it. Mm. But there are, as with everything, there are downsides and there are pressures, and bad things do happen to people. So it's quite nice that it's being talked about.
I think it's good that you put a support structure in there for people who just want to be like, hang on a minute, because as has been discussed, it's like the sort of thing you don't want to necessarily feel like you're all right to complain to someone who doesn't do what you do, because
you
will often have those reactions that were just like, well, you know, I do this for a living, and that's also pretty shit. So at least you get to see, you know, Glasgow on a rainy Tuesday.
Yeah, you get to see some airports, some hotels, and some vans. Yeah. I am kidding. It is a nice aspect. I didn't get on a plane until I was 19, and now, you know, occasionally we'll just go to Japan just cause.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's all right. The show's been all right. I think people are starting to get hold of what I'm doing and like what it's all about, the kind of a seriousness versus the absurdity of One True Pairing, the whole thing.
I think getting out the record has, you know, I mean, you played it to me. I think I was one of the first people to hear it straight.
I think you were, yeah.
After the mastering engineer.
After it went off for remastering, because I wanted it to sound like Yeezus.
Yeah. I think we just like... Yeah, you came around to my house and then we drank 3 bottles of wine.
Was it three? It was some.
Yeah.
Hence Help for Musicians.
Yeah. And I think it was a case of you were like, I'm just going to play one song. And I was like, yeah, cool. And then you were like, I'm going to play one more. And then we basically heard the whole album, but not in the right order.
It was just me kind of like panicking and like, please don't hate it. I mean, I was hating it, but you know.
Yeah, but no, I think it's gone down well with people, and getting it out there and standing in front of people and shouting at them seems to have been going pretty well.
It's all right, isn't it? Yeah, it's all right. Kind of like implicating the middle classes of Britain. It's quite fun. You know what I mean? Should we play some music?
Let's do it.
Well, would you like me to play some Replacements?
Yes, please.
This is The Ledge.
Absolute Ledge.
Takeover with One True Pairing on FUBAR Radio.
We'll be right back.
We're back, everyone. That was Passacalia. I'm not going to attempt to pronounce it correctly, from the new Liturgy record that Hunter Hendrix just dropped out of absolutely nowhere. I think it's great. Please do check it out. Even if transcendental black metal isn't your thing, and let's face it, it might not be. We've got Sam Lee in the studio, the very wonderful singer Sam Lee.
Hey.
Thank you for being here with us.